A little white lie, a little white wine, a little white girl, a little white line. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, meaning that I might sniff this. What the fuck type of a beginning of a night is this? It's that time of night, kinda hype. Black American boy on that China white. Look for that white girl, seeing she trying to pipe. I don't know, but she about to blow dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. She about to blow dynamite. Ayo, they know got that yayo, white as mayo. Peeling with this hoe like an Idaho potato. Moving fast through them white lines, we in that jag. Got the key in the ignition, got that key in that bag. Now let that snow hit your tongue, get you numb. Need a little more to rub it on my gum. Bitch, you done. Now get you some, now come and get you some. Bitch, is you dumb? Now come and get you some. Say come and get you some.
I can't feel my face.
You're listening to High Society Radio, part of the More Like Radio Network. We air Friday nights at 7. You may be listening to this later on as a downloaded podcast. You could find High Society Radio on Twitter at HS Radio Show. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/High Society Radio. And you can find us on iTunes by searching New Trash City. NewTrashCity.com is our website. And you can search iTunes for New Trash City, and you will find our feed from NewTrashCity.com. Please rate and review that on iTunes. So right now, you're listening to what will be an archived show. You just heard a track from my buddy Mike from Jersey, who raps under the name Paperface. The reason you're hearing that track instead of our normal intro is because I would not be able to record this intro at all without his help, because I'm an invalid. So you heard that track. You will hear our regular intro when you hear the archive show. It's actually one of my favorite shows of all time. We play with a new format for the show and maybe cut a demo for OutQ on SiriusXM. And it's one of the hard. I don't remember if it's funny or not. I never listened to it, but it's one of the hardest I ever remember laughing while doing this podcast. So you will be hearing that right after I finish talking. My co-hosts, Bronx Johnny and Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley, decided they were too good to show up today to record a podcast. So you're hearing an archived show, and you're hearing me talk to myself, which I'm sure no one is interested in. But last night was New Year's Eve. I went out and got really, really wasted at the Andrew WK show with Pepper. And he hasn't been picking up his phone since. That was the last time I saw him, was last night at some point. And I'd imagine he's sleeping it off in a gutter somewhere. But anyway, here is your archived show. First show of the new year. We will be back with new content next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Chris from Brooklyn. This is High Society Radio.
If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Hot.
Is it?
It's High Society Radio. I'm Pepper Hicks. You know me as producer for the Ron and Fez show. Or you just know me as one of the co-hosts of this show.
but more likely as one of the producers of the Ron and Fez show.
Yeah? Yeah. To my right, Bronx Johnny.
Hola.
He has a digital watch on.
Hell yeah, Casio, son.
And it looks good as hell.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And to Johnny's right,
Chris from Brooklyn.
It's Chris from Brooklyn. He doesn't have a watch.
Nope.
Respect that.
Yeah. I wear gold on my wrist.
He has two cell phones, though.
Well, one's my watch.
Got it. Just buy cell phones just to do one thing.
Yeah, that's it. One, I use one for texting. I actually have five cell phones. My book bag is just full of cell phones.
Jesus.
One's an MP3 player. One's my camera.
That seems impractical.
One's a Game Boy. No, it's fine.
No, that's just a Game Boy. It's not even a cell phone.
It could get calls if it wanted to. I believe in it.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to go. I've been calling these guys up. I'm like, when are we doing
happened.
It? When are we doing never it? I need it. And then Chris is like, oh, I'm going on vacation. Giant's like, oh, I got to go to my day job. And then I'm like, what am I going to do? Just sit here and talk to nobody?
That's what you do in the park.
I'm assed out. I get it. And then these two finally got their busy schedule together to come hang out with old Pep.
Hey, we usually do these on a Thursday. My birthday fell on a Thursday this year.
Oh, my birthday. Vacations, work, court dates, natural disasters, cable guys coming in, etc., etc. But all right, we're back. It's a new episode, issue, installment. I don't know. High Sided Radio, highsidedradio.net. Right?
Yeah.
All right. What's our Facebook page?
High Society Radio, and then the last name is DOTNET.
Spell out .net. Yeah. Highsidedradio.net. Spell it out on Facebook.com. Are we on Foursquare?
No.
Can I check into this right now?
No. We're on Stitcher.
Is that like Foursquare?
Yeah. Same thing.
Can I become the mayor of Stitcher?
You already are the mayor of Stitcher.
Oh, all crazy. Right. Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't even remember checking in there.
I checked you in.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like being a mayor of things. That's what Foursquare is, right?
Yeah. That's that thing.
Are you on Foursquare,
no,
Chris?
Not at all. I like to go places and not tell people where I'm going. I like to just be there.
That's weird.
I know. What? Why wouldn't you want a bunch of strangers and Google to know where you are at all times?
Do you know anyone on Foursquare?
Yeah, a bunch of our friends from high school are on Foursquare. That's how I found out about the sandwich place I went to before I came to meet up with you and Johnny.
Oh, what kind of sandwich you have?
Portuguese sausage.
Oh, wow, that sounds actually pretty good.
It was pretty good. They got this special made bread that they get from this Portuguese bakery in Jersey. It's called City Sandwich. It's pretty good.
Did you have to check in because you found it on Foursquare?
No.
Are you the mayor of the sandwiches or something?
No, the guy who makes them is obviously the mayor of sandwiches because they're pretty banging sandwiches.
All right, what's his Foursquare name?
I don't know. Sandwich guy.
Is he on Twitter?
74.
All right, sandwich. Hold on, sandwich guy.
74. Yeah, that's just follow him on Twitter.
All right, I'm going to try. I want sandwiches.
Yeah.
I want to be the mayor of sandwiches.
Mayor of Sandwich Town.
That's right.
Pepper Hicks, the mayor of Sandwich
Town. That has a good ring to it. I'm not going to lie. Johnny, you on Foursquare?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
No, I think.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, a little bit.
You want some seltzer?
Not yet.
You sure you're all right? Johnny, take
Chris. A little bathroom break real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Johnny and I had dinner together earlier tonight.
It was bad. I was in the bathroom, actually.
Are you seriously going to the bathroom?
It's not. It's
all right, just go. If you can't time it out correctly, then what are you even doing here?
We're in here an hour a month, and this is when he has to drop a deuce.
See you later.
Are we going to hit pause or are we just
going to
go?
No, we're going to keep going and we'll see how long it takes Johnny to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
I'm looking at what time he left. It's okay, Chris. The two of us can just talk to each other like if we weren't in front of mics.
Oh, okay. Like regular.
All right, so Johnny, I think, is going to check into the bathroom.
He's checking in?
On his Foursquare account.
He's checking into Deuce Town. Mayor Johnny of Deuce Town.
That's his new nickname. Deuce Town. That's it. On Twitter at hashtag.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, you were on vacation.
I did.
Where'd you go to vacation?
I went to Barcelona.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was a good time. Yo, you would love it, actually. There's just ham.
I've never been outside the country.
I know.
I've been to three places. I think I've been to Austin, Texas,
mm-hmm.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Several times.
And New Orleans.
Yeah,
that's the extent of my traveling. That's
pretty much, I mean, I haven't been to too many other, like, more places than that. I've been to, like, a lot of places around the country. I mean, I've been to Puerto Rico once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you check in there?
I did.
Are you the mayor of Puerto Rico?
I checked into some fat Puerto Rican chicks.
Oh, Chris.
What, is that racist?
No.
Even the fat ones look hot over there. Go check it out.
Sorry, so this was your first international trip?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long did you go for? Because I found out you were going on vacation. I texted you, like, I don't know, like on a Thursday or something.
It was like Wednesday, and yeah. I was leaving Friday.
I was seeing, like, when you were leaving. Oh, no, I was just seeing if you wanted to hang out, and then you were like, oh, yeah, when I come back from vacation. And I seen you, like, a few days beforehand, and you weren't going on vacation then.
Yeah, I just kind of decided.
Like, I was going to go to Spain for, like, a week and a half.
I had some friends. I had three friends who were going.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, I never had a passport before, but they have these services that expedite your passport. Basically, the government will speed up getting a passport if you have a flight booked.
Oh, wow, that's nice of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was like 2 weeks for something for a passport.
It's like a month and a half.
Oh,
unless
my God.
You have to pay like an extra $100.
Why would anyone want to leave the country? Seriously.
I mean, you do have most of what
you need. A month and a half? I only book my flights maybe 12 hours in advance, Chris. Times I've ever flown.
I booked my flight 30 hours in advance.
Okay.
New Orleans I booked day of.
You make me feel silly.
Yeah. I mean, most people book months in advance.
Who does that?
I don't know, losers.
Losers are people who have their affairs in order in life.
I think people who have their affairs in order in life are kind of whack.
I guess.
Generally speaking, who plans a trip? Like, you gotta just go. You're gonna overthink it? What are you gonna do? You need a guidebook?
I want an itinerary when I go on a trip.
That's what you pay a travel agent for.
The travel agents still exist.
Well, they do exist. I've never used one. They do exist. There's a few of them.
Yeah, my travel agents is JetBlue or Orbitz.com.
Yeah. I always feel like when I see a travel agency, I just feel like they're just human trafficking through there, and it's just a front. It's always
possibly.
Some like weird Russian lady working there. I don't trust it.
Nah, it's just because you've just been to travel agencies in Brooklyn.
Yeah, probably.
It's always a weird Russian lady.
Yeah. And they're always human trafficking. But anyway, you would love Spain, man.
Why is that?
There's like their ham game is ridiculous. Like, let me tell you, their cured meat is like the cured meat we pay like $30 a pound for.
I like
here.
Cured meat.
I know you do. I know. I was thinking about you while I was eating.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And so their cured meat is like the shit that we pay like $30 a pound for here.
Yeah.
That's like $15 a kilo there.
All right. So we were watching a video with Annie Milonakis and. Lil B, was it?
Yeah, yeah, they were eating Iberico ham.
Yeah, what was it, like $42
that
for like three
ham
slices?
Probably over there for like that package is probably like, I don't know, €8.
What's a euro? Is it like a dollar?
It's like a little bit more than a dollar. It's like $1.30.
No, wow.
Comes in handy coin.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no,
that,
no bills?
That clumsy bill stuff.
I would lose those kerns.
Yeah. But here's what you'd also really like.
What
there's
I'd
just
like.
These Moroccan immigrants walking around
love
with
Moroccan people.
Six packs of cheap beer selling dollar beers all over the place.
Are they hot beers?
No, they're ice cold somehow.
Oh, word?
Yeah. Ice up. Cold beers. They got like stash spots all over the place. It's great.
It's sick. Yeah. Is it legal?
No.
Oh, good. Even better. That's
yeah,
why I like
it's
even
great.
More.
Oh, Johnny's back. How was your deuce? Did you wash your hands?
I fucking threw up. That shit came out really bad, dude.
Oh, what did you just throw up?
The fucking syrup and bacon and eggs.
Did it taste good coming out?
The syrup actually did taste kind of good.
All right, this goes back to my original point before Johnny had to go vomit. Johnny and I had dinner together earlier tonight, and it was lovely, Johnny.
Wasn't
seriously,
it,
it was very nice.
You can see the rind of it on the fucking bathroom floor next to the ZZ Top playing in the background.
And Johnny, what'd you get, the Lumberjack special?
Yeah.
I guess we're going back there next time.
Nah,
we got another one, right?
That's not this time.
Maybe you shouldn't have had a high life with your breakfast.
Hey, dude. It was the fucking bacon. Bacon tasted weird.
It's bacon was fine. I had bacon on my chicken club. It was delicious.
Maybe your fucking
club.
Chicken club, but you were rubbing fucking mayonnaise on like it was lube.
What was wrong with the way I ate my sandwich?
You was just fucking rubbing it all on the outside of it. I've never seen that before. You usually like rub it on the inside.
Look.
You just like, it was like you were lubing it up.
The
to put
turkey
it in your
club
mouth.
was separating the four separate.
I didn't even see that before. Yeah,
meat.
That shit
yeah,
was crazy.
I know what a turkey club looks
yes,
like.
Yes, right? Okay, yeah. So I'm not going crazy.
Okay.
Instead of taking it apart and dabbing a little bit of
toothpicks
mayonnaise.
You got in the fucking middle of it. You take the toothpick out and put it
on a tiny triangle
top,
of bread. I'm just going to do it easy. I'm going to put a nice big slab of mayonnaise on the outside. Like I'm spackling a wall.
Oh.
Just with mayonnaise.
Oh, gee.
And it's delicious. Is that crazy? Does that seem weird?
It seems perfectly reasonable.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I will say this. You had the better of the two meals. That shit. Oh.
Well, I'm not just running to a bathroom, vomiting and puking.
It was terrible.
Shitting everywhere.
Not
this
the
is how Johnny eats his. All right.
Oh man, it was bad.
Johnny got the lumberjack special with some eggs, some bacon, some pancakes.
Yeah,
it looked delicious, to be honest.
It tasted like shit.
Johnny has a stack of pancakes. First of all, he didn't put butter on them. Now he kept on saying, Johnny,
he kept
you gotta put
that
butter.
Out.
Why didn't you put butter on?
Why
your
would I? It got syrup on it. That's
what?
I don't need it.
You gotta
nah,
mix.
You gotta mix,
you gotta mix
syrup
and match.
Butter.
Mix
I don't
and
like,
match.
It's not even hot butter. It's fucking cold as fuck.
Yeah, it's hot pancakes.
Pancakes weren't warm either. They look like they just pulled it out.
Pulled it out of
Johnny,
what?
Mind
they
you, were freshly made pancakes.
Who told you that shit?
Hot
that's why I threw them up, dude. They were shit. They were shit.
Well, yeah, because they've been digesting inside of you.
They were terrible, dude.
It's your body that's wrong.
Regardless.
That
neither here nor there. Johnny's butterless pancakes. He pours a little syrup on them, and he starts cutting them. Now, any other person I've ever seen eat pancakes for my entirety of my life will cut through the stack, through the entire stack, all three pancakes, cut a wedge out.
Okay.
Put the fork into the wedge, and they would have three triangular wedges of pancake stacked on top of one another, which they would then eat.
I enjoy my company.
The way Johnny
eat.
Eats his pancakes is he ever so lightly is cutting just through the top pancake.
I had a good time.
So that he doesn't go, it doesn't, just so he doesn't penetrate the bottom two pancakes. So he's one at a time. Eating the top pancake.
I don't know. That would drive me fucking nuts. The hell is wrong with
you? I was watching you do this and was just fucking. I was blown away.
Well, how the fuck does that bug you?
It's
nice and easy.
No one eats pancakes like that.
I do. I fucking even put the syrup on the side of the back so I can dip it.
What?
I don't drown and shit.
Yeah, he was dipping. He wasn't drowning. He was dipping.
Don't want too much syrup.
You're the worst pancake eater ever. That's why you vomited. God's mad at you for eating pancakes so badly.
And no lie,
pancakes taste like shit, though, to be fair.
Johnny,
terrible.
Your entire life you've eaten pancakes like this.
Probably, yeah.
And nobody told you were wrong.
Brought it up to me.
Nobody.
Never had it brought up to me. Usually laid alone.
If I was one of your parents, I would slap that pancake out of your mouth as a child.
I didn't say anything wrong with it. I think Hicks is kind of like OCD about it, but
no,
I didn't say anything wrong about it. What was wrong with it?
Seen anyone?
I'm not eating like a fucking lumberjack, fucking rubbing mayo on the outside of my shit.
How do you get a manly thing like the lumberjack special and then eat it so daintily?
I can honestly say,
I wouldn't define it as daintily. It was just
that's the wrong way to eat pancakes. There's a wrong and there's a right way. You've picked the wrong way to eat pancakes.
Fine.
You're not enjoying them as much as other people can.
Next time we go to a fucking pancake spot, I'll fucking eat them the way you like. Since it seemed to bug you so goddamn much.
No, you just continue on with your ways.
Now I feel creepy now. It's like, fuck, dude.
Good.
You're creepy for a lot of reasons, Johnny.
I didn't think it was pancake eating.
By the way, it took you 5 minutes to vomit.
Yeah, a lot came up, dude. It was not a good time.
Maybe you should just eat your stack of pancakes like everyone else does.
Now I learned. Thank you.
I don't think you have.
I have now.
Well, we go to IHOP after this.
I'll enjoy it. I'll do that. Fucking nachos grandes and some pancakes. Oh. I'll do that.
They have nachos grandes at fucking
IHOP? They advertise it.
Really?
The whole month, yeah. It's like
I know they got funnel cake at IHOP.
They might bring that back for some. I don't know if it's current.
Funnel cake is the shit, but I don't want any of that fruit shit on my funnel cake. You know they put fruit on funnel cake at IHOP? Fuck that.
Isn't that
just sugar?
That's a Cipolle, isn't it?
A what?
Ain't that a Cipolle if it's just
a
sugar?
Zeppoli?
There you go.
You just call it a Cipolle?
I don't know. I don't fucking. What is that? I don't know. It's just words.
It's just things coming out of my mouth.
Yeah. It's just fucking new words.
Why would anybody need to know what we're talking about? It's not, it's not like there's no visual component to this all show right,
so
or anything.
So, all right. If it
it's
has
still a funnel cake. What makes it a funnel cake?
It's a Cipolle. Get it right.
What makes it a funnel cake is that it comes out of a funnel.
Yeah. Okay.
Before it hits the fryer. That's how it gets that doo-doo
Cipolle shape.
Yeah. So So what, you guys were going out to dinner because you were celebrating, Johnny.
I felt very good, yes.
Yes. Why?
Might be getting unemployment soon if Obama's good.
Oh, I hear he's very good.
Why, you getting laid off?
Hopefully. Well, that's what they put on my fucking record. If it, everything goes to fruition, be a good time. That was the word, right?
Yeah, that's the right
All
word.
All right. Fucking grammar Nazis, you two.
Well, just
off.
Tell everybody your grand scheme to get unemployment.
Oh, it's not a real scheme.
It's the way every Spanish person ends up on unemployment, so why don't you tell our listeners?
What do you say? It's a scheme. It makes it sound like I plan it out.
Tell us how you...
This shit hit the fan today, as they say at work.
Okay.
Doing my job, fucking walk in. Boss is like...
shit done.
Boss is like, hey, John.
Be like, what up, dog?
I'm like, hey, what's up, man?
What's up, dog?
He's like, hey, good morning.
Yo, I'm on Foursquare. Just signed in. I'll be your boss.
They don't even have time clocks at Johnny's job. No, he's got to sign in to Foursquare.
Right, no doubt.
No.
It's like, this is the digital revolution, baby.
We work in the future.
On my cell phone.
Technically, I do work in futuristic shit.
Okay,
so.
let's get to
hey,
the point.
Johnny. Okay. Hey, Johnny. What up, dog? What up, dog? So how's it going? We're at work now.
What's
up? I'm the mayor of this work site.
The boss never talks to me unless, like, he has some funny shit to say.
Oh, like this? Like, what's
up? Like our show.
Yeah.
All right, so your boss, your boss is checking the Foursquare. He's talking to you.
So dude's like, hey, what's up, John? What's up, man? What do you want? So he's like, oh, hey, you know, numbers looking kind of low, shit recently and all that. I was like, all right, what do you want? Like, that shit ain't on me. It's three other dudes.
Uh-huh.
So, some shit was said. I don't really remember because I started blacking out toward the end. I just
Are
fucking
drunk?
I wish I was.
Yeah.
Yelled at him for a good about 14 or 20 minutes. Just berated him in front of the entire office. Then apparently I might have yelled, I'll stab you in the face. Not usually my nature. You guys know me. I'm easygoing, fun-loving guy.
You're Spanish.
That I know. Really stereotypical. Fucking yes. But
did you say mang? Did you say I'll fucking cut you, white boy? Did you say that?
I wish I would have. That
would
have came
Viva
out.
You say Viva La Raza or some shit? Like goddamn Conan?
Well, what I did was I fucking threw my hairnet on the fucking ground, stomped it, and just started swearing up. Screaming arriba and shit. And then I'll stab
you buttoned
in the
up
face.
Your bottom buttons.
I was like, take me serious, Holmes.
All right, go back to the beginning. All right, so you've been, is this the beginning of work or?
Yeah, like right about like 11 in the day.
Uh-huh.
You know? So get in, motherfucker never talks to you unless you got something smart to say.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, good morning, way he said it.
You start
like
getting like
shit.
Pissed off and shit, right?
Nah, he was like, hey, good morning, man. I was like, what? It's not my shit. It's not a good time.
And you're like pissed. And this is playing on the radio. I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Yeah, there's smoke
good.
Coming out
fun.
Of his ears.
You know what really ticked me off? He had on a fucking red shirt. So my fucking ears perked up like a bull. And I just fucking so I'm gonna stab you in the face. That's how that worked. So I swear to God, if this was playing in the background, maybe I would have been so pissed. I'll give you that. Very soothing music.
Well, now we know how to deal with you.
That's a good time. I'd never say, hey, I'm going to stab you in the face, Chris. You're my friend.
That's true. Well, also, yeah. I keep this. This is my ringtone, so. Just bust it out.
Yeah, but my boss is a cocksucker. I haven't been with HR tomorrow, which I'm not going to.
So you're definitely getting fired.
Probably.
Why won't you just go to HR meeting?
Fuck the job, man. I don't like this shit. I can do a year and a half for unemployment. Relax on my ass, dude.
Isn't it 90 weeks good. Now? It's more than a year and a half.
Well, even better, fuck, I can practice how to eat pancakes properly, apparently.
Oh, Hicks wants to be on unemployment so bad. Look how his eyes lit up when I said 90 weeks.
Hell yeah.
That's a ridiculously long. Was it always that long?
No. 6 months, probably?
Our socialist president and his this democrat with his smell fair programs.
Good stuff.
It works, though. 90 days. 90 weeks?
Yeah, well,
originally,
as long
like
as you're
going to
be unemployed, though. We should celebrate with some Cisco.
Hell yeah. So. I've never had that.
I know.
You ever had Cisco?
It sounds good, though. Never had that. Never had the Thunderbird. I've heard.
It was Stanley's favorite drink in high school.
Cisco, all right, for those who don't know, Cisco is a cheap, cheap bum wine. For like a, I think for a fifth, it was like $3 or something.
Jesus
like that.
Maybe. I mean, well, we were drinking it. Maybe now it's like $4.50.
Yeah.
Get fucked up.
And
It's
like 15% alcohol.
Yeah, it's
18.
Is it that much?
That's what's said on the website, man. 18%.
It'll tank you up.
It has a consistency of cough syrup. It's thick.
It looked it.
It's one of the flavors is red.
Let's
just say, it's not the most high class of product.
I think really one of the flavors is also purple.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And their motto used to be "It takes you by surprise."
Oh, that's.
But they got sued because that was like promoting unsafe drinking or something. Because too many people got alcohol poisoning from it. Because like girls were just pounding it and. If you drank a fifth of it.
And then once they pass out, you're pounding them, right?
There you go. We're rolling.
What was the motto? What was the fucking what was the motto again?
It takes you by surprise.
There you go. That's what it was for.
And if you drank a fifth of this, you would be totally incomprehensibly drunk.
You gotta mix it with Henny.
No, you don't. Oh man. You could just drink a fifth of it and just be blasted out of your face, drunker than you've been. Possibly your entire life. And then you'll just vomit your brains out, black out, and fucking pass out on someone's couch. It was really just, it was a ridiculous, terrible drink that I have not drank in a long, long time. Because
you said
thankfully.
The last time you fucking had it, you had a fucking monster truck rally?
That was the last time I had it, but that was one time I had it. I was with Chris.
Yeah, we chugged a couple of liters of Cisco.
What? Liters?
Yeah, we got three buddies.
Grave digger, baby. Woo! Yeah.
Nice.
It was a good day.
Was it?
Yeah. I always thought they should have changed their slogan to Cisco, it burns your soul.
It's on bumwom.com, by the way.
Oh.
So you know you're pretty fucked if you're on
I'm
that
sure
website.
A homeless guy really put that up.
Yeah, because I'm sure the homeless guy has access. They're like, oh, there's other bum wines I've yet to try. I'm masturbating in a library right now.
I always wonder how often that happens. You know, like, there's like, they're trying to pass laws that saying that you can't look at pornography in the library. I always wonder how often that actually happens.
It really happens all the time. They're passing laws to stop it.
No, I bet it never happens. Like, there's plenty of useless laws out there.
Yeah, but I'm sure people have been busted with the porn.
Constantly. Yeah, probably teenagers and shit.
No, they're saying homeless guys.
Oh,
teenagers all have computers.
Yeah, but you like maybe you have like one computer in your crib and it's in like the family room or whatever the fuck they call it.
Yeah, that's still less public than the public library. Like, who the fuck really even goes to a library anymore? Like, other than like the big branches where they have mad shit.
I go three times a week.
Do they have a racetrack at the library in Queens?
Oh, wait, I thought you said, wait, library isn't a racetrack?
No.
Fucking, I'm pretty sure like teenagers trying to make out and bums go there.
Yeah, I took out a Superfecta the other day and.
I think I got a late fee on this.
Yeah. I got a late fee on this pick six. I mean, come on. Yeah, no one goes to libraries.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's for the homeless, for the old, for the disabled, for people I don't like. That's people Chris doesn't like. People Pepper does. God, because that's the show too, Chris. My name's Pepper. People Pepper doesn't like. What did I say? Children,
handicapped,
the homeless,
the elderly,
the old, the handicapped. People I don't like.
That's all of them?
That's the beginning of this list.
Beginning.
Okay. Oh, and libraries.
Librarians?
They work in libraries, yeah. And they have to deal with these people. So, no, I don't like them either by proxy.
But when they take their glasses off, they're hot.
Oh, God.
Don't care. Don't care.
No?
Oh, Foursquare. Johnny's boss.
Appreciate that.
Soon to be ex-boss.
Oh, man.
I don't think you get unemployment for getting fired, though.
I can fake a layoff.
You could.
I have friends in high
place. It's better than... It's you're more of a chance of quitting.
No,
quit.
Here's the thing.
Oh, you can't. You're not eligible for unemployment at all.
Well, no.
Quit.
Here's the thing. I work for a temp agency. I'm cool with the people there. They can just put laid off on my fucking reason for leaving.
All right.
So I'm going to be good money.
People Pepper likes.
Got the hook
Johnny's
up,
temp agency.
Oh, yeah. Makers of Cisco.
Makers of Cisco, racehorses.
I'd put winning racehorses because.
No.
You got,
even if they lose, it's still okay.
Oh, look at you.
You know, in a shelter for old thrown away racehorses.
Who says I don't already?
All the evidence.
I put them down myself. It's the perk of the job.
Do you use one of those things like in No Country for Old Men, or just old school, go with the shotgun right to the dome?
No, I beam to death with my own shoes.
Jesus Christ.
It takes a while.
You don't even, you're not even nice enough to use the heavy ass horseshoes that you obviously.
It's a pair of Nikes. It's tiring.
Fucking heavy.
And like I said, it takes a while.
That's how you stay in such good shape from all that cardio beating horses to death.
But it's fulfilling. I can go to sleep knowing I'm doing good in the world.
His fucking yard looks like a fucking Godfather movie, just dead horses everywhere and shit.
What?
Good times.
I think I'm going to expand to cats and dogs.
Oh, Jesus.
You like them enough to beat them to death?
No, I'll just put them out. You know, I'll go over someone's house, and if their animal's misbehaving, I'll offer to put it down for them.
Really?
I don't care. We have a friend that has a dog that's on. Chris and I have a friend that has a dog that's very wild, and I offer every time I come over. They're like, hey, I love this dog. I'll put him down for you. I'll take him in your backyard right now. I have shoes on my feet. All I have to do is take them off and start beating the dog with them. What's wrong with this? You guys are obviously distressed with this dog. I will kill it for you. Please let me kill your... Sorry.
I think you could do it with shoelaces. It'd save you a lot of time. But you need your workout, I guess.
It's not as fulfilling.
Well, on a cat, maybe.
He has fantasies of cutting open his girlfriend's cat.
Jesus, because
it's not a fantasy, Chris. It's a hypothetical situation that maybe
that you think about pretty often.
No, I thought about it once, and you keep bringing it up. That's what fucking happened.
What logical fucking situation?
All right, I play the lottery a lot.
Okay.
Now, what if I had a winning ticket, and for some reason I left it out on the table, and then my girlfriend's cat ate it?
Okay. It's go time. You got to get that motherfucker.
I would ask her, now, baby, I love you. You know that. Now, I'll get you other cats. What if I had to cut the cat open to remove the lottery ticket? The cat would die, but then you'd have a lot of money and get as many cats as you
want. I like how he did it, though. He covered his ass. He asked his girl to cut the cat.
Answer was no. She probably was very upset.
She said no?
I can't remember. But that was just a hypothetical. And now I can't live it down.
Well, you were very intense the first time you told me about it.
Was I?
Yes. You were grinding your teeth like, fuck a cat. But I know it's because you love the cat.
I love that cat. Yeah, I like cats.
You just want to send it to heaven.
I like cats. I like dogs. I like animals. And yeah, I do a service if the animal's old or whatever. Annoying. Sure, put it down.
Has a lottery ticket in it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Lottery ticket.
Now, Chris, before we were coming in here, you were trying to show me a cat video.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, I have a cat video on my phone.
You're becoming a cat, crazy cat person.
I don't think that's true.
That's 100% true.
You're
now
status.
Taking videos of your cats.
I have cat, video camera.
Cat
I never
cat,
had
you have
one
a single
before.
Cat. And showing it off to people. Look what my cat's doing. That's what you're saying.
You have done
it's
saying,
funny.
I live alone with a cat, and now I'm taking video of it. Here, it's check funny. Out what it does.
It's funny.
Get it up on YouTube. Get those hits up, baby.
I
Come
probably
on.
Will get some hits for that.
Get them cat hits, baby. Come on, everybody loves cats. It's the internet.
It is true. Everybody does love cats.
Internet's porn. The internet's
you
porn
had a
and
fucking,
cats.
Didn't you have an LOL cat shirt the last time we saw you?
That's Lil cats.
Untrue.
That was a tattoo, Johnny. That wasn't a shirt.
There you go.
It's on the inside of my ass.
And when are you getting a second cat?
I'm not getting a second cat. My cat's
that
a
shit
dickhead.
Starts, dude.
Yes, I know. Your cat is like quite the prick.
The cat just got fixed, and they were like, the lady at the ASPCA was just like, it's the worst cat I ever saw.
Oh,
attacked me, it attacked the surgeon. Drew blood.
Johnny, I tried to pick this cat up once.
Yeah.
And as I was doing it, Chris was like, no, don't do that, no. And I was like, well, what could possibly happen?
Damn.
I pick it up. This cat freaks out, loses its shit. Scratches my arms all up. And I never see the cat react that way. Like, your cat, something's wrong with it. Something happened to it.
You didn't fucking raise that cat, did you?
I've had the cat since it was 25 days old.
Oh,
good God,
no.
Man.
It's a tiny little kitten when I got it.
Oh, and that's how it acts around people. What the fuck do you do to that cat?
No, I found out later you're not supposed to see a cat away from its mother before it's like 40 days old.
So that's why it's all fucked up.
Yeah, they get separation anxiety and they just don't know how to act.
Well, you kind of mother it now. You got fucking tattoos and fucking videos of it and shit.
Yeah, it's true.
That poor cat.
That's terrible. Yo, the ASPCA, mind you, deals with like some of the worst fucking animals.
They deal with feral cats on a daily basis.
This rabid cat, dogs.
This cat once, like, my homegirl brought a dog over.
Yeah.
The cat looks at the dog. Now, this cat is 4 months old at the time. Mm. Smacks the dog, no claws out, smacks the dog in the face. The dog steps its head back, and it's just like, the dog looks, the cat looks at the dog's like, yeah, what's up? Runs up this girl's leg, claws out, jumps on the dog's face. Jesus, this is a pretty Christ. Big dog. Just claws the shit out of this dog's face. God ridiculous.
Damn. That's horrible.
Yeah.
And great. You raised it basically from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good
cat's
thing.
A dickhead.
Are you gonna get declawed?
No.
You want to see something funny? His reaction to it is like a fucking proud dad when his kid
wins
the fight.
Oh, yeah, he's proud of
it.
He likes it.
He's just so happy. You really are a fucking cat person, dude.
Nah, your cat's such a little dick. It's great. People come in, they're all scared. This cat, it's tiny. It's like this big. It's not like a big fucking...
Yeah, it looks malnourished as well. I'm not saying you mistreat the cat. The cat's treating you well. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the cat's nuts.
Yeah, it's just a tiny little fucking crazy cat. The cat,
it's
like,
tiny,
like,
too.
Honestly,
yeah.
I know I'm sounding even crazy, but the cat just like lays on its back like a person. Just like sees me loafing around the house and just lays on its back next to me. It's fucking...
All right, now Chris is... miming the way his cat sits.
No,
you're
not
a crazy cat
that.
Person.
I'm not doing that.
You were just doing that.
Yes, you did.
I'm not doing
did.
That at all. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's like it's your fucking kid. Oh, my kid just took his first baby steps and shit. Like no other kid's ever done it.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure a bunch of cats can lay on their back.
Crazy.
They
cat
don't
person,
like just
Chris.
Do that.
Well, your cat's fucking special then. It's
cat eats soap. It's fucking weird. It just eats plastic bags sometimes.
My girlfriend's cat does that too.
Eats plastic bags?
Yeah.
They yeah, love, just like
look
yeah.
At bags.
Look at him. He's ready to argue with you. He don't eat those bags that I got in my house, though.
I know.
You wilding out, son.
Nah, it's fucking weird. I didn't know cats eat bags. I never seen a cat eat bags before.
I didn't know that either, to be fair.
Fucking weird. Just like look over
it. Don't
the
fucking choke on it or anything, huh?
Nah, just it just shits it so that I clean that box and it's just like fucking cat shit with pieces of bag in it.
Oh, God.
It's weird.
That's cat-tastic. Cat.
Thanks.
So how far down this dangerous road are you going to go?
It's the one cat. Kind of really I'm annoyed with the cat most of the time.
You hate your cat?
I kind of finally got it fixed. It's like if it doesn't shape up a little bit.
How long ago was it fixed?
It was like yesterday.
So you're saying if it doesn't...
It like pisses on the rug.
That's not good.
Yeah.
If it doesn't shape up, like you want me to...
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I was going to bring it to a no-kill shelter, but if you're going to come to my house... Then I mean that's obviously way
I have
way to, go.
Wear shoes to get to your house, so it's I'm bringing my toolkit with me.
That's what I'm saying.
That's probably the way we're gonna have to go.
You could fucking do a little video there. Put that on your Facebook.
Yeah, most humane cat putter downer for hire.
You put some fucking lullaby music while he beats the ever living shit out of your cat.
Don't, Johnny, don't put it like that.
Well, fucking hugs it with his sneaker upside its head.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm not, that market
put,
it ain't my thing.
He's shoe kissing it to heaven.
I put a lot of thought
pitch, man. I like that.
Into this and a lot of heart. Sometimes I pour bleach in their eyes as I'm
Jesus
them.
Christ.
That goes for horses and dogs,
is it,
too.
Is it so that they see the light before they get to heaven?
Well, bleach clean stuff, right?
Yeah.
don't wanna muss the body down, do I?
I got a fucking image of him too, like tiptoeing to put it in a horse's eye. Fucking bleach in a horse's eye.
Look, I don't want to give away all the trade secrets here.
Yeah, you might be fucking killing your business before he even drops off. Oh my God.
I don't know what's so funny.
He sells the cats to dog food companies and then dogs to cats to companies.
It's a madhouse.
But you love your cats.
And I just keep the horse carcasses.
Oh, that's glue right there.
That's what
dog.
He uses as furniture.
Yeah.
Horse carcass furniture.
Just we've puts been aside talking the about, maggots and rotting flesh.
Well, we've been talking about your interior decorating skills on the show for a while now.
Yeah.
You know, the crate furniture.
Yeah.
That was last season. This season by Hicks is, it's all horse.
What's horse carcass.
Now? Yeah, buddy.
Horse carcass.
It's wonderful. By, horse carcass love seat.
Hopefully I can get IKEA to pick that up.
Nice.
Maybe get in the JCPenney catalog. I don't know.
You got plans. I'll give you that.
Maybe Raymore and Flanagan. Bob's. I don't know.
Furniture.
Oh, man. New Jennifer convertibles will take up the collection. I don't know.
I think it's got to be in one of those, like, you know, those stores that you see downtown that are always empty, but those their couches cost $4 million or some shit.
Oh, yeah, like Midtown, too. Yeah. Like, we're right by, like, the 59th Street Bridge here in Manhattan. Like, go over, like, two blocks, and there's just high-end furniture stores
everywhere. Yeah, there's, like, one chick with, you know, that swoop hair on one side, red lipstick. She works there.
Yeah, and you never see anyone in those stores, but they stay open, like,
it's years.
Yeah, like I've been passing the same store for years, and it's just really nice looking furniture. It's really expensive.
Oh,
it's $12,000 for a bedroom set. Okay, I'm gonna leave now.
It's Italian marble.
I'll buy a pillow.
Maybe I'll buy a pillow.
Oh, a throw rug. It's only $1,800.
I can use the pillow as a cat bed.
It's gonna. Oh no!
What? Cats need beds.
I know, and I'm sure I know you're all over it. It's crazy cat person.
Yeah, it's sad, dude.
I don't think it's that bad. I mean,
you're posting videos and shit.
I never posted a video. I took a video.
Are you
going to
start a podcast with your cat,
funny.
Dude?
The cat's drunk, wobbling around the house. That's
I
funny.
I know, Chris. I know.
It's up on Facebook. I want to check it out later tonight. You've sold me
on
it.
It's not on Facebook.
It's everywhere.
I thought you had it up.
It's huge.
No.
Oh? Are you gonna put it on Stitcher?
I can put it on Stitcher.
Oh,
maybe.
Don't do that.
Is your cat? Did you make a Foursquare for your cat?
Of course. Cat has checked into the litter box.
Oh.
Cat has checked into the hot rock on my roof that it lays on in the sun.
Hey, well, cat's got to lay in the sun. They want to be warm. Yeah, it's a warm cat.
That's true.
It's a nice warm cat there, huh?
It is nice.
Pet a nice warm cat.
Yeah, it's nice.
Look at him getting angry now. He's like, oh, you're taking shots at my cat. Relax, yeah, man.
Fine. I'm not taking shots at the cat. Fucking... Just pointing out.
I'm going to tell you right now, if anything, God forbid, should happen to you, that's the guy right there taking care of
the
cat.
I'll take care of the cat. Don't worry.
Hugs, kisses, and
Johnny,
fucking boots.
Don't go on
head,
his
dude.
Side. He's a lonely old man who just sits around his house thinking about murdering things.
I don't think murder.
And, like, obviously, you don't know what it's like to live alone. You live with, like, 40 of your relatives.
First of all.
That works.
I may live alone. I'm not thinking about murdering things. I'm putting down animals humanely.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
He won't ever fucking, you won't ever hear him say, oh, your cat's the worst he's ever met. No such thing.
You know what he is, though? He's an emotionally stunted serial killer. Because this is what serial killers do in their early years. He's just emotionally stunted.
The bleach thing might have been
a
little
overboard. You're a late bloomer. You're a late bloomer, Hicks.
Mm-hmm. You might not need bleach.
Need it.
I don't think you
would.
Love
it.
Oh, boy. Fucking wall to wall, red, yellow, latex.
You say
gloves.
Waterworld?
Fucking wall to wall. There you go. Jeez. Fuck it. The funniest shit though is because of his size. Imagine him trying to put bleach in a horse's fucking eye.
A kitten's eye.
It'd be little droplets. I doubt he's gonna use the whole hand, right?
Just a syringe, just droplets. Squirt it in there.
Just fucking waste the good stuff.
Super
just
Soaker 200.
Yeah, Super Soaker.
Oh god.
The one that goes over the back.
Now, that's a game. That's a fun time.
It's a bleach party.
I don't know. When I bleached that mouse that time, it didn't seem like it was having a good
time. Oh, God. You fucking serious?
I told you about
it. I'm not going to lie. I never hurt you, a monster.
I said it on the air.
Hicks has never done anything like that. Maybe talked about it, but never actually done it.
I don't like mice. I don't like mice. That's why I got the cat.
Yeah, I know you did. You really
got
a cat person.
You had mice before the cat?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Not good. But they're gone now.
Yeah, that thankfully.
Does it ever kill?
I got my
kill
cuddly
mice?
Little pal.
We've been talking about a cat now for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm waiting for somebody to segue. Somebody. You heard this guy, Anthony Weiner, pulled the cock out. You guys hear about that?
Yes, Anthony Weiner, Brooklyn Tech alumni. I went 20 years before I graduated from Brooklyn Technical High School.
I went there too.
Oh, wow.
Anthony Weiner graduated there.
It's a school for gifted youngsters.
Yep. Chris and I went to high school together. Yeah. That was the high school.
Is that like a fucking passing fancy from alumni just flashing dick online?
I mean, I like to show cock pics.
Yeah, good for you.
Chris is a big sexter. Don't you want to tell you different.
I'm a big sexter. I got a picture of my cock wearing sunglasses. You want to see?
On a hot rock?
Why is this cock on a rock? Looks like it's a hot rough. He's burning his dick. So Anthony Weiner showed his cock.
And what are they calling this situation?
Weiner Gate.
It's Wienergate, is it?
Which I think.
I get it. Like Watergate.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, it's a euphemism for pussy. We all know.
I've never
it's
heard
a gate
that.
Gate
ever,
opens,
dude.
Lets your wiener in.
Wienergate.
I never
think
heard
you made
that.
It
wait,
up.
Wait.
I didn't make that up.
If you go to
it's very common.
I'm going to tell you right now. Go to urbandictionary.com.
No, it's very. It's more common than
don't
emphatic.
Exist. Are you an ass? That was slipping a tongue in the office.
Now, listen. Wienergate is a real word. It means vagina. I can't believe neither of you ever heard this
never
before.
Never heard this word ever.
I've heard of Watergate, and then it's a political scandal.
Wienergate.
It's Wienergate. The guy's name is Wiener. It's not for fucking Wienergate's for your pussy.
Yeah,
I think mine is more creative than
it's kind of a stretch.
But no one is going. No one's going to go. No one's going to put that together. Everyone knows Watergate.
Yeah.
What?
Did that blow your mind?
He was trying to open that bitch's wiener gate
fuck
with his sexy cockpit. No?
Wiener gate sounds like maybe a tranny of anything.
Wiener gate doesn't sound like a tranny.
It does. You drop down some drawers, there's a dick hanging in, and you thought it was a chick.
Oh, you opened the gate and there was a wiener there?
There you go.
It was
see
a gate
that
contained the wiener?
Yeah.
Were there any wet bikes there?
I didn't even know that that was the.
I don't know what a wet bike
is. That delicious little story.
Me neither. I forgot why I wrote that on the sheets.
Oh, no, no. The wet bike shit was where he went to some dude's house to pick up some ass.
That's not what happened at all. I went to my buddy's house.
That's what it sounded like.
I had my bike. It was raining.
Uh-huh.
His brother would let me in the house. You guys
small
were like,
boy.
Wet bikes. Sounds kind of gay. You
well, he Googled it. There was dicks everywhere, man.
Because yeah, you Googled wet bikes gay.
Doesn't sound like what my friend would do.
He Googled wet bikes gay.
There was some old lady blowing something on it, too, from what I
saw. You could have removed the word bikes and just wrote wet and gay in the same picture when it showed up.
That happened an hour ago, and I completely forgot that I did that.
Yeah. Classic.
You're working too hard.
Oh man! So we're gonna make a gay porn called Wet Bikes now. Is that
I thought it was Guy Society Radio.
Guy Society Radio. Yeah. If I were ever to, I'm gonna start a gay podcast called Guy Society Radio. It's like, oh my god, look at all these dicks in here. Oh,
but it's a radio show.
It's a dick party.
Well, you can put
here,
it on
everyone,
a
slap your cocks against the mics. Nice one, Johnny.
I'll be screaming.
You're listening to Guy Society. GuySocietyRadio.net. Where my dick's at. Oh, it's a movie review. Wet Bikes is on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is great. This is the best podcast ever. Love guys. So you guys aren't down with Guy Society Radio?
Shout out to Rimmin Reynolds.
No?
For the website.
Rimmin Reynolds. Reynolds, more like gay Nolds. Yeah.
Hey, okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's our theme music. Guy Society Radio. Get all your dick news here.
Any more interesting cat stories?
This is where they would go.
Yeah,
this,
exactly.
This is the bit.
Oh my god, my cats at home are such dicks. I just make them fuck each other. Guy Society Radio. We go to the bar later and blow someone in the bathroom. It's gonna be great.
Don't even have fucking studio chairs.
Who's gonna be your twink sidekick?
I don't know.
You're listening to Guy Society Radio with hey. Twink and Bear on the mics.
I'm Bear
rocking
here.
The mics. You're rocking the mics.
Rocking the mics. We're like rocking the dykes.
Fucking,
What? That doesn't even make sense at all.
I hate pussies. Not weak men, actual vaginas. They suck.
What's with that fish smell?
Ugh. I like a nice fucking dirty cock in my face.
Your fucking studio mics are fucking mic'd up dildos and shit.
Duh. You can do a game with the mics.
So, oh, excuse
who
me,
has the best, who has the all best right. sounding tonsils?
All right.
Excuse me, Twinkie.
Too far with the shit.
Excuse me, Twinkie. I'm going to suck on this mic for a while.
Oh, my God.
You have the Twinkie.
Start talking. I'm just going to be sucking for a while. Guy Society Radio.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Don't you guys love Cher? Sucking cock.
God damn. Oh. I don't see this ever coming back up again in any kind of bad way.
Oh, man, I hope we don't get into a podcast beef with anybody anytime soon.
Well, I don't, is it hot? No, no, it's gay society. Guy society. Guy society radio.
Why? Anybody got beef, huh?
Only have beef cakes for you, Pepper.
Oh, my
you guys
God,
should get this shit fucked out of you, literally.
There'll be shit on the floor?
Me and my gay prostitute gang are going to fuck the shit out of you. Guy society radio. Huh? How you want to fuck with us? Me and 17 Natalia ex-convict gay prostitutes are going to fuck you up.
And Loatian kids.
In the mouth, the ass, and your dick hole.
Jesus Christ, man.
Radio whore, I'm like radio whore.
All right, then.
For dick. Oh, and I'm a guy. Guy society radio.
Holy fuck.
That's how it would go, I think.
I mean, I think we would have get picked up by Sirius if that's the direction we would have went from the beginning.
Definitely out channel. We would have gone out channel real quick. I'd put a glitter in my hair. As gay as it's getting.
Glitter in your hair? Yeah.
So I think guys, that's a good look for you.
You guys down? I'm down. I'm down. All
right, good.
Yeah.
Why not? Good. Finally, everything's coming together. That was what I was dreamed.
That was the pitch.
We had to grow that luxurious hair before I could get aboard Guy Society Radio.
After what?
You had to grow that luxurious hair before I could get on board with this. Yeah. You know, I mean, you've been pitching it for years, but once your hair hit that ass length, I had to.
Oh, my God.
Johnny, obviously we need some retooling.
Yeah, just a bit.
Come on, really? You're not going anything with retooling? That was a fucking softball pitch. Threw that right out there for you.
Couldn't find the music fast enough. I'll retool your tool in my mouth.
Oh, my God, dude. I really
don't think you're strong enough. Guy side. Do
you believe? I think I'd stick the phone screen.
I'll stick my balls in your asshole. It'll jerk off on the small of your back. Guy side your radio.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So you had this planned out the whole time?
Well, I'm planning out the rape of you, because I'm a man.
So who's going to be your AP?
AP, more like ass plug. Cock.
Nico has been trying to get back in the radio.
Someone say, come on the back.
I'm done. Yeah. Really stretching it.
What are you stretching?
My asshole.
Oh, man.
Around a cock.
I don't. What's the mog time on it so I can skip it when I have to re-listen?
That was, no, this is all, I'm, this is all we're going to this is all we're gonna upload. Nothing else before or after this. I swear, the name of the show is Guy Society Radio. This is the show that we all want to do. Trust me.
You know, it'd be fun if someone actually fucking chopped it up and sent
chicks
it as a demo bit.
Chicks love gay guys. Come on.
Could you imagine if somebody sent this as a demo bit?
Yeah, I'm sure. We get picked up on a lot of terrestrial stations.
These guys are great. My God.
You know, they got to tone down the ass rape, but it sounds pretty good.
It was all consensual.
How have these guys got picked up yet?
Maybe we could do Glenn Beck's channels 24/7. Get on that.
Well, those conservative Republicans get caught sucking dick eventually.
Oh, yeah.
They'll eventually have to switch formats once they're all at it for cocksuckers.
Why not make it a guy society radio?
It's true.
Oh, good times. Where it spiraled out of control, I don't remember. But it was good while it lasted.
Saying. It's one direction to go in.
Very odd direction, I'll tell you that.
It's not that odd. Supposedly don't one in 10 people are gay, Johnny.
Guy rhymes with high.
Well, there would be three dudes in there, so you hit the fucking gay lotto.
Three dudes, that sounds perfect.
All right.
Three dudes in my fucking mouth coming as I gargle their jizz and spit it back into their dick. Because I'm a sick gay guy fucking other men and talking about it on the radio.
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. What am I supposed to do?
fuck.
Really, that's how we're ending this? Really?
We had another topic on the sheet. We could have done it and fucking
we had like
it.
Five other topics on the sheet.
All I fucking see is Guy Society, baby. And look, what's the top of this fucking sheet say?
It does say gay topics.
Gay topics.
Goddamn lie about that.
I don't know who wrote it up, but brilliant stuff.
We might fucking make another night of 100 podcasts with this shit. That'd be fun.
That's High Society Radio. You go to highsocietyradio.net. Obviously, that's where you fucking are. That's where you're listening to this.
On High Society Radio. Say it as many times as you can.
High Society
so
Radio.
So you watch that out your fucking mind.
High Society Radio.
Good time.
I'm Pepper Hicks.
It's the Van Bronx Show.
Chris from Brooklyn.
I tell you, I tell you.